from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the afternoon show today. No Spike, no Fritz, but you have Tom Kelly, you have Elliot Shoreparks.
What up?
Buzz Wilson producing, and have no fear, because Ike Reese is still here to guide us along today. What's happening, Ike?
TK, ESP, Buzzkill, holla at your boy. Hey, TK.
What's up?
Turn the volume down a little bit, bro. I mean,
what
seriously.
What do you mean turn the volume down?
Just blew my eardrums out.
I'm sorry. I have a lot of emotion. I'm excited to be working
with you.
You were
like getting your voice ready. You had those coughs. I was excited to hear what was going to come out when you were going. Yeah.
We don't have to take that peek behind the curtain, Elliot.
That's a little inside baseball.
I'm trying to get myself ready to go.
Look, a beautiful voice like that, you got to get it ready.
Yeah, so. Well, I'm sorry, guys. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's ears here.
Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Buzz,
I'm Tom Kelly.
Buzz, this is the afternoon show. And you know what that means? Stop talking.
Yeah, the mic's
you're not
off
allowed to talk
Buzz
on this show unless you're given permission. But we're here with you for the next 3.5 hours,
yes.
Leading off at 5:30 today. A lot of stuff to get into. A lot of Eagles discussion. Cowboys, it looks like, are making moves. But where we will start today is with the Phils. Phillies win 2 of 3 over the weekend. Good weekend aside from Taiwan Walker. He was terrible on Friday night. We'll get into that as well. But 11 runs Saturday night for the Phils. 11 runs on Sunday afternoon. Even Garrett Stubbs showed up to the party. He came through a home run short of the cycle.
How about
yesterday?
That?
How about
a Stubby? Home run was never happening.
No.
Unless it was an inside the park home run.
Yeah.
And to get hit on that final at bat, too. That's unfortunate.
You got
to
get out of the way there.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing? You have a chance to...
He did take that.
He's a position player. It was 50 miles an hour.
It's very early. Stop talking. But, I mean, get out of the way there. What are you doing? But the Phils win 2 of 3. And I'll say this. I was listening to Joe and Hugh coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of hearing the Phils are back. Okay? We're not doing Phils are back after you win 2 of 3 over Kansas City this week. But this week is an important one for the Phillies. You got 3 starting tonight with the Houston Astros. We know how good the Astros are. One of the best teams in Major League Baseball. You got 4 coming up with the Atlanta Braves. You just dropped 2 of 3 over the last couple days here. And the bottom line is this team hasn't played consistently good baseball for like 2 months now. Winning 2 of 3 against the Royals, we've seen them do this in short sprints before. But I want to know what people want to see this week from the Phillies, to feel like they're back, feel like they're more the team from the first 65 games and not the team the last 65 games. And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, what about you, Ike? What do you feel and what do you want to see this week?
Well, first of all, I don't want to just poo-poo what they did out there in Kansas City this weekend. Come on, TK.
Come on, Ike.
26
runs? 2 of 3 against the Royals.
Well,
just lost 2 of 3 to Atlanta.
Listen, we had to watch this team scrape to score two and three runs over the last 2 weeks, man. I'll take the offensive explosion. So I'm excited about that. I'm encouraged by that, I should say. And hopefully this is the beginning of something that they can have sustainable for the next few weeks. But I'm more in your camp. This isn't a they're back sort of thing. Who was it? It was after the National Series. After they played the Marlins and the Nationals and they won 4 out of 6 there.
Right.
And people wanted to say they were back. And then we go down to Atlanta and lose 2 out of 3. And then everybody's upset again. So I'm with you there. It needs to be sustained over a few weeks. This is a huge week for them for several reasons. You just mentioned a couple, but you got Houston coming in who was playing well. You got Atlanta, who you're in a head-to-head matchup with as far as this division goes. And you still want to keep track with the Dodgers and the Brewers about this National League and making sure you're at least one of the top 2 seeds so you get that that sort of bye week there. It's a huge week for them. I need to see what we look like coming out of this week. You get 5 of these? what is it? Oh, is it seven games? Yeah, seven games. You win five of these seven games, then I, against these two opponents, I'd feel a lot better. I feel a lot better about the team. Kansas City is quality wins, is on the road. But can we step up at home in these big matchups?
Right, and I agree. And I think that's the thing. And I, not to poo-poo it, because like you said, 11 runs Saturday, 11 runs Sunday, mm-hmm. positive signs. Like, that's what you want to see for this offense coming out of things here. But like you said, we've seen this over the last couple of weeks. You win four against the Marlins and the Nats. Mm-hmm. Week before that, you win a series against the Dodgers. You win one against Arizona before it all falls apart. We need to see some sustainability here, and we haven't seen that in a long time. And I think, you know, you need to go at least 5-2 this week to feel like this is the team that was 45-20 in the first 65, not 31-34 in the last 65. And I also want to know if there's anything that they can do to bring people back. Where do you fall on this, Elliot?
Yeah, so for me, it's put up or shut up time for the Phillies. We've done so many, you know, are they back? Are they? Do you believe again? Do you not believe again? Do you trust them? Do you not? This week, to me, will show how legitimate this Phillies team is. And it reminds me a lot of, because there's a lot of things, I see it through the Eagles lens, right? It's how I view a lot in sports. If you remember last year, we called it the gauntlet that the Eagles were going into. They were 10-1. Maybe they weren't playing great, but they were winning games. They had a lead mm-hmm. in the division, very similar to this Phillies team. Phillies are still, what, six games up on the Braves, right? So
six games up.
Have a somewhat healthy lead. But going into that gauntlet, Buffalo, Kansas City, San Francisco, Dallas, like that stretch right there, we said, all right, now we're going to find out how good this team is. And what happened? They got absolutely boat raced by Dallas and San Francisco. The entire thing collapsed, and that was it. This Philly season was on the verge of collapsing heading into that Kansas City series. So it was impressive to see them come out and win 2 of 3. And to Ike's point, you know, to do it the way they did, to score 22 runs over the last two games, to get contributions from everybody. Bryce had a few big hits. Schwarber had 3 RBIs. Even Stubbs obviously stepped up big. Castellanos with the home run. Like the players they needed to step up when they needed them did it. But this right here, this is their gauntlet. This is their San Francisco and Dallas. You're going up against the Astros, who are a team you could potentially see in the World Series if you get all the way there. And then you have the big showdown. 4 games against Atlanta. To me, this is similar to a matchup with the Cowboys in weeks 15, 16 in the regular season. This is their last chance to me to prove that there's someone I should believe in heading to the postseason.
Well, I wouldn't say that this weekend their season was on the line going into Kansas City, or it was on the, you know, brink of disaster or anything like that. It's a baseball season, and you do need to have some sort of perspective. But the fact that it's been a long time since this team put a good 10-game stretch of baseball together.
Right.
That's what we need to see. Like, mm-hmm. we can't do this every few weeks where, oh, well, the Phillies, they won 3 out of 4. They won 4 out of 6. They're back. No. You need to see them go out and, I mean, go 8-2 in 10 games. Go 7-3 in 10 games. That's why I think this week is really important for where this team's at.
To me, though, it's not about going 8-2 over 10 games. Would you like to see it? Yes, of course, because they've been a sub-500 team for, like, 70 games. It's about who they're playing and stepping up in big moments. If you look at this team, so Kansas City, this is why I thought yesterday was such a big win. Kansas City, they lose the first one, they win the second one, and that game 3 is for that series, right? To end the road trip on a positive note. In those third games this year, when the Phillies split the first two, they have not been good. In their last 8 times they faced that type of situation, they're 2-6. So every time this team has had a chance to put a positive end to a series, they've blown it. And so that's why I thought yesterday was big. But it's not about going 8-2. It's about showing that you can step up in big moments when you have to get a win to get vibes back on track. And that's what this week is. This week against the Astros and the Braves is showing that they can compete in big spots. Because everyone likes to think of this Phillies team as clutch, and they have been. The Braves home run to go to the World Series, all those things. But when push comes to shove, this group has shown they can't handle it. They got no hit in the World Series, speaking of the Astros coming here tonight, and they lost 6-7 last year on the road, at home to go to the World Series. This upcoming 7-game stretch, like, let's find out what they're made of. Let's find out what this team is made of. Because when the Eagles were hit with that gauntlet, we found out what they were made of last year. And it tanked the whole season. No one believed in them after that. That's what this stretch is. This is like put up or shut up time for this team.
Well, I would disagree with that they can't, live up to the moment and come up big in the moment, because we've seen them do it. We've mm-hmm. seen them do it the last couple postseasons earlier on. We saw him do it in the Padres series. We saw him do it in the Atlanta series last year. And we saw it do him this year early on. I think the big question is this the team from the first 65 games or the team from the last 65 games? And the bottom line is they do have time to get back to that form. But where I do agree with you is it does need to start this week.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously have to know this. I'm just wondering, this team, is there a grit to this team? Is there a fight to this team? Right? Like, we know it's a long baseball season, so you're going to go through these little slumps where team isn't playing well. You may lose a little interest. They got off to such a hot start. They're not necessarily chasing that carrot like they had been the last two seasons. But there has to be something in the DNA of this roster, not individual players, this roster, along with the manager, there has to be something in the DNA about fighting and trying to win a World Series, knowing that this is their best opportunity to win a championship. It's hard for me to believe that these guys are just going to roll over and let this season go down the drain.
And this is where I am, and I agree. I still believe they have it.
Yes.
Like, deep down, I still believe they have that.
Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper.
Why do you believe they have it?
Because look at what they've done the last couple years.
Yeah,
I know
look at it. They lost 6-7 at home. They got no hit when they went up in the World Series, right? They barely got...
Well, they didn't try to get no hit. No, they just give more credit to the Astros.
No, but the point I'm making is, with this Phillies team, we give them the benefit of the doubt in big moments. Would you agree with that? Going into big games, we think they will win those big games. And I'm saying we need to take a realistic look at what they've been, and that's why this week, to your point, Ike, is about finding out the DNA of this team. When the Eagles collapsed last year, Jeffrey Lurie said we weren't resilient enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's see some resiliency from this team. You can't keep living off of an unexpected run to the World Series 2 years ago. That's a completely different roster.
I agree that they need to bounce back. I agree that they need to get off the mat here, and I think they will, but I don't look back at last year in Game 6 and Game 7 and think, like, yeah, they came up small. I don't think
they lost Game 6 and 7 at home to go to the World Series.
Yeah, but they also threw away Game 4 when the manager put in a guy that had no business going on the mound in that spot.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So I think there are a multitude of reasons why they lost that series, but deep down, I don't think these guys are chokers and losers.
Yeah, that's a little harsh there.
Well, yeah, chokers and losers, but I'm saying, like, with other teams, right? We hold past playoff failures against them. Is the point I'm making? Mm-hmm. You just said that you don't think 6-7 last year was like this massive.
It was awful.
Right. So this is what I'm saying. So that's why I think this week is so important, because it's about this roster too, right? It's about this collection of guys. In this year, they have not really shown resiliency. They got off to a hot start, and then when things started, the pressure got on, and they started to, lose these games, they haven't bounced back from that.
Like, and that's the thing. I look at this year. I look at this team. I think it's different than last year. Like, I don't look at it and I don't think, oh, well, they lost Game 6 and Game 7 last year. That's why they're going through this stretch right now. I think they're going through a struggle. They're struggling at the midpoint of the season this year. But I still think that they can recapture it in the final month.
I'm with you.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at. And want to know if anybody can, what you need to see this week to feel like the Phillies are headed in the right direction, to feel like you can have faith in them again. If you want to get in, 215-592-9494. So Ike and I are on the side of, you see 5 wins this week, you feel good about them. Elliot, I guess there's just nothing that they can do to make you feel like
I want to see resiliency from this team. I want them to come out this week and win big games in big spots. I want to see that from them.
Fair enough. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. And we do have a next question today based off something that's topical in music. Now, Oasis, who is, I'm not a big music guy. You're the music expert.
Oh, come on.
You
don't know Wonderwall?
Oh, I do know the song, but okay. I didn't know it was Oasis until you just
yeah,
said
it's
that.
Yeah, it's a massive song. So Oasis, 15 years getting back together now. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a reunion.
So they're getting back together. They're brothers, and they had a big feud.
Yes.
So the next question for us today, who is somebody who's had a rivalry or falling out that you'd like to see get back together, a reunion of sorts?
Why didn't you ask me if I knew Oasis?
I just assumed. I'm sorry.
Maybe that was. I assumed I did.
I assumed you didn't.
Come on, man.
Maybe that was an unfair assessment. Did you?
That was an unfair assessment. No, I don't know who Oasis
is. Okay, well there you go.
I don't have a clue. You said Oasis. I started thinking of other places I've heard of.
Yeah.
Name no Oasis.
Lots of reunions there too.
There you go. So do you have a reunion you'd like to see, Elliot?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. I got a reunion. So growing up, my favorite show was Boy Meets World. Uh-huh. I used to love watching that show. I would love, like, people always hate when TV shows get back together. I think a Boy Meets World reunion would be outstanding. Get the cast back together, you know, go back to the Corey's backyard, Mr. Feeney. Like, I think it'd be awesome. So I'll go Boy Meets World.
All right. I'll go with a couple of your former teammates, Ike. How about Donovan and T.O.?
I knew you were going to say Donovan.
I'd like to see them, you know, bury the hatchet and get back together.
I would too.
Any chance it's ever going to happen?
No.
No?
Well, you know what? Who knows? I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon because you got two guys that are just stubborn to some degree. And I don't know if they're going to ever be able to go back to where they were, at least to being cordial or holding themselves accountable for their part in this whole thing. I don't know if that's ever going to happen. But as former teammates, yeah, I would love to see that happen. That's pretty good. I would love to see that happen. Reunion. You know what? They got a couple groups out there that I've been, you know.
I was trying to think of music too.
You know, Dipset, you want to get Dipset back together?
See, Young just Guns? Like you with Oasis, me with Dipset.
You don't know who Dipset is. Yeah. So.
No, I don't know Dipset.
Come on, that was 7th, 8th grade Elliot's anthems right there.
You two are the same age, right?
Yeah. I probably know a song if I heard it. Maybe Buzz can give us some Dipset. But if I saw him, I wouldn't.
Probably not wise to put none on it, any on the air.
I would make sure that's censored.
Yeah, Buzz can have to listen to that first during the break, yeah. So what do you got it?
You got to give me a little while. I'll come up with something, yes.
Yeah. There you go. So that's our next question today. What is a reunion that you would like to see? 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. And also, what can the Phillies do this week to make you feel like they are headed in the right direction, that they're back here? I want to see 5 wins. I think if you can beat the Astros this week, you can preferably take 3 or 4 from the Braves. That would be really big for this team and would make you feel like they're really headed in the right direction here. Let's go to Corey in Columbus to start it off. What's up, Corey?
I'm going to break a little rules today. What's up, TK? My brother, ESP.
Corey, what up, man? It's been
a minute. Are we allowed to respond to Corey?
I guess so. Ike Reese, what up?
What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, we usually can't say hi, TK, so, you know.
Taking advantage.
I wanted to say hi today. Hey, man, listen.
It's okay for you to say hello. It's not okay for you to ask how we're doing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I try to follow the bill of spite, you know. Yes. I want to get, you know, banned.
Yep. Teachers are waiting. No, we got a sub in the day. We running wild.
Right. But the thing with the Phillies, man, it's like, I think I said this multiple times, like, the expectation between the Phillies and the Eagles are different. So that's why I disagree with you, Elliot. Like last year, like, the Eagles played well through the gauntlet. Like, they kind of tailed off towards the end, but then, like, they tanked against a bad team. This Phillies team, and, like, with baseball, we say a lot, like, it's the up and down, the roller coaster. Like, I need to see 5 wins out of them this week, 4 to 5 wins, but I need to see them play games well. Like, I don't want them to be squeaking by. You know, like the last the Braves game that they won the last time, like how they barely won because Weston Wilson got. I want to see this team play competent baseball. Also, like, I got to address this too. Like, the Eagles, we saw how they handling the James Bradberry situation. They don't care about the contract. They not playing that dude. He might get cut. I don't know. This dude, Tywan Crawler, I'm not even giving him his right name. Tywan Crawler, like, what is it called? DFA? DTF? Like, he needs to go. I don't need to see this dude pitch for the rest of the season. Bullpen game, none of that. Like, let's just cut our ties, cut this dude. Like, this dude is not helping nothing. Like, nothing that he does is giving any kind of positive vibe. When that dude is out there, I'm angry. The fans is angry. The team know deep down they angry. I don't want to hear no locker room guy. No, not you can't be a locker room guy when your play is bad. I'm sorry. It's impossible because you're bringing down the morale with the way you're playing. I just need to see the Phillies play competent baseball, get 5 wins, going into Labor Day. Let's try to get, you know, 7 games up on the Braves. You know, because once we do that, it's over. If we get 7 games up on the Braves, they're not coming back from that. I like the Royals win, the series win. Stubbs did his thing, you know, one hit away from getting the cycle. That seemed like that's becoming real common lately. Like, everybody's
well,
doing
yeah.
it now.
And it's weird, and appreciate the call, Corey. It's weird the guys that are doing it. You get Weston Wilson and Garrett Stubbs. Getting, you know, Weston Wilson gets the cycle and Garrett Stubbs a home run short of the cycle.
So I know we had somewhat the bottom of the lineup step up this weekend, yeah. right? Big time, a lot of hits. Carried, you can almost say they carried the series this weekend.
Well, JT had 7 RBIs yes. Saturday. That
yes,
helped all
2 home runs, yes, 7 RBIs. But I like the fact that the bottom of the roster is starting to come around and do something. It's not, you can't expect these guys to have this type of impact for 100-plus games in the season. But for those 40 to 50 games throughout the year, yeah, you get paid too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, the top of the lineup, they make a lot of money. And I'm not trying to let them off the hook. But it's almost impossible for them to play at that level for 160 games. You're going to need games where the bottom of your lineup gets wins for you. So this weekend was really something that we've been needing for a while because the bottom of the lineup hasn't been helping while the top of the lineup is struggling.
Right, so, and that's a difference. That's a lot of what they were getting in the first 65 games as opposed to the last 65 mm-hmm. games. And that's why when I look at this week, and I think this is where I think we differ on it, is I don't look at it as these are huge games because of the competition you're playing. I don't think it's really about the competition with the Phillies. I think it's about the Phillies. And if they get back to playing the way we know they're capable of playing, I think you can roll on to this week.
No,
we
but
can
I,
take
but
it
I
into
do,
the rest of the season.
The competition does matter because I need to see that they can beat the Braves. I need to see them beat a team that they're going to be competing with for the World Series. It's fine to play a Kansas City team. That's a fine team. They're not great. They're not bad. It's a good... Like, it's time to go beat the team that beat you in the World Series because, to Ike's point, like, it's time to see the DNA of this team. Corey said that they played well in that gauntlet. They did for stretches, but then they got exposed against San Francisco and Dallas. You can't this week, at the end of it, we can't be talking here going, oh, man, you lost 2 or 3 to the Astros, you lost 3 or 4 to the Braves, and you were competitive. No, it's not about that. It's about showing you can beat these teams.
I'd agree with that, but I know the Phillies can beat the Braves. We've seen the Phillies
why?
Beat the
what
Braves.
What makes you think the
– We saw them beat a better Braves
sure.
team the last 2 years.
Yeah,
we saw them dominate a Braves team the last 2 years.
We do have a losing record against them this year.
Yeah, but like right now, if you had to take one of these teams, who do you think is the better team, Phillies or the Braves?
Or the Phillies.
The Phillies yeah. are the better team, but like the Phillies have beat the Braves in spurts, like which matters for sure, like a playoff series. Mm-hmm. The Braves win the division every year. Sorry, we had a mic problem there. The Braves win the division every year, and to your point, Ike, they have a losing record against the Braves this year. So who's the better team? It's the Phillies. Who would you trust in like a 3-game series right now to win, the Braves or the Phillies?
I still trust the Phillies.
I don't think the answer is clear, though.
It hasn't been considering the way they've played, but I just think it's more about the Phillies
okay.
than
yeah.
the opponents they're
That's
taking
fine.
On.
Yeah, I agree with that to a degree. Because I look at this team and I say, man, if you guys just play to your potential, a lot of this wouldn't even be an issue right now. So it wouldn't matter who it is they're mm-hmm. playing against. If we had our guys doing what they're supposed to do, then we're winning the majority of these series like we were at the beginning of the season. I mean, they were winning every series.
Right.
Regardless of who they were playing.
Regardless of who they were playing. And you look at the last couple weeks, even when they've kind of headed in the right direction here, the series that they won was the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yep.
That was
yeah.
the first series they won in a long time.
Yep.
So I just look at it and think it's more about the Phils. But if you want to get in, 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. What do you want to see from the Phillies this week to make you feel like they are back, headed in the right direction? Don't think we can say it yet. But what do you need to see this week against Houston and Atlanta? Also, our next question today, what is a reunion that you would like to see off of Oasis reuniting? 215-592-9494. When we get back, we will talk about the issue that Corey brought up. Taiwan Walker, should he make his next start? We'll give you what Rob Thompson had to say yesterday regarding Taiwan. That's coming up next. It's the Afternoon Show. Tom Kelly, Elliot Shore Parks, and of course, Ike Reese right here on Sports Radio 94. WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trout pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.